I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Colorado's Front Range Deluge is being classified as a thousand-year event. Whatever you call it, it looks bad. Mark Lewis of Reach Global says the church network is staggered by the overwhelming need. Resources are also stretched pretty thin.
From people to longer-term staff, we're short financially. The coffers are empty. Equipment, it really is just coming before the Father on our knees with open hands and being committed.
They're asking you to pray with them that God provides in a big way. Next, Christians in central Laos are being told to recant your faith or get out. Christian Aid Mission, your link to Indigenous Missions, says government officials issued the ultimatum to 11 families living in a rural village. It's likely they'll be evicted. Believers make up less than 2% of the population and face open hostility and persecution. A Christian Aid-assisted ministry is there helping small groups of believers. You want to find out more? Details and links can be found at our website. And what kind of legacy are you leaving? Doctors Tony and Lois Evans are celebrating a legacy landmark with Wycliffe Bible Translators USA. They recently presented the Evans with their annual Scripture Impact Award. Wycliffe President and CEO Bob Creason.
As we give these awards to people, we use those things to invite people to be a part of helping to start the remaining Bible translation projects. We really believe that the final translations are going to be started in the next 10 to 12 years.
You can pray, give, or go to help. Get connected at our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University. Now, storytelling is effectively reaching the unreached with the gospel. Scriptures in Use wants you to see it in action with a free copy of the Man of Peace DVD, Storytelling Success in India. Call us at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.